in a theater. Me too.
Whoa there, Chauncey.
Hark! The brave Prince Charming approaches.
Fear not, fair maiden. I shall slay the monster that guards you and then take my place as rightful king.
What did she say?
Shrek! Prepare, foul beast, to enter into a world of pain with which you are not familiar.
Happy birthday to thee, happy birthday to thee.
Do you mind?
Do you mind? Boring!
Prepare, foul beast. Someday, you'll be sorry.
We already are!
I am the rightful king of far, far away. And I promise you this, mother. I will restore dignity to my throne. And this time, no one will stand in my way.
Good morning. Hey, the sun is shining through. Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Oh, they grow up so fast.
Not fast enough.
Okay. You have a very full day filling in for the king and queen. There are several functions that require your attendance, sir.
Great. Let's get started.
Come on, lazy bones. Time to get moving. Ah! You know, you really need to get yourself a pair of jammies.
I got some sleep and I needed it. Not a lot, just a little bit. Someone's always trying to keep me from it. It's a crying shame. It's a royal pain.
My night, babe.
Since you're filling in for one, you might as well look like a real kid. Can somebody come in here and work on Shrek, please?
I will see what I can do.
Really necessary?
Oh, quite necessary, Fiona.
I'm Shrek, you twit.
Whatever.
Okay, peoples, this isn't a rehearsal. This is some hustle.
Smiles, everyone. Smiles.
I don't know how much longer I can keep this up, Fiona.
I'm sorry, Shrek, but can you please just try to grin and bear it? It's just until Dad gets better. Shrek?
Yeah?
You look handsome.
Ah, oh, come here, you.
Good
My butt is itching up a storm and I can't reach it in this monkey suit.
Oh, hey, yeah, come here.
What's your name?
Fiddlesworth, sir.
Perfect.
Ladies and gentlemen, Princess Fiona and Sir Shrek.
A little over to the left, yeah.
Fiona!
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
That's it. We're leaving.
Please calm down.
Calm down? Who do you think we're kidding? I am an ogre. I'm not cut out for this, Fiona, and I never will be.
I think that went pretty well.
Donkey!
Oh, come on now, Shrek!
Some people just don't understand boundaries.
Just think. Couple more days, and we'll be back home in our vermin-filled shack strewn with fungus, filled with the rotting stench of mud and neglect.
Oh, you had me at vermin-filled.
And, maybe even the pitter-patter of little feet on the floor.
That's right. The swamp rats will be spawning.
No. You know, what I was thinking of is a little bit bigger than a swamp rat.
Donkey?
No, Shrek. What if, theoretically...
Yeah?
They were little ogre feet.
Oh! Honey, let's try and be rational about this. Have you seen a baby lately? They just eat and poop and they cry and then they cry when they poop and they poop when they cry. Now, imagine an ogre baby. They extra cry and they extra poop.
Shrek, don't you ever think about having a family?
Right now, you're my family.
Well, somebody better be dying.
I'm dying.
Harold?
Don't forget to pay the gardener, Lillian.
Of course, darling.
Fiona.
Yes, Daddy?
I know I've made many mistakes with you.
It's okay.
But your love for Shrek has taught me so much. My dear boy, I am proud to call you my son.
And I'm proud to call you my frog king dad-in-law.
Now, there is a matter of business to attend to.
Now, you see, Dan, that's why people love you. Even on your deathbed, you're still making jokes. Oh, come on, Dad. An ogre as king? I don't think that's such a good idea. I mean, there's got to be somebody else. Anybody.
Aside from you, there is only one remaining heir.
Really? Who is he, Dad?
His name is... Is...
What's his name? What's his name?
Is...
Daddy!
His name is Arthur.
Arthur?
I know you'll do what's right.
Harold?
Dad? Dad! Dad?
Do you think, man? Stepsister, I'll never know. Where's Doris? Taking the night off?
She's not welcome here. And neither are you. What do you want, Charming?
Not much. Just a chance at redemption. And a fuzzy navel.
And fuzzy navels for all my friends.
Not your friend. You don't belong here.
You're right. Well, I mean, you're absolutely right. But, I mean, do any of us?
Do a number on his face.
No, wait.
We are more alike than you think.
Wicked Witch.
The Seven Dwarfs. Saved Snow White, and then what happened?
Oh, what's it to you?
They left you the unfairest of them all. And now here you are, hustling Poole to get your next meal. How does that feel?
Pretty unfair.
And you, your star puppet, abandons the show to go and find his father.
I hate that little wooden puppet.
And Hook.
Need I say more?
And you, Frumpy Pigskin.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Where's that firstborn you were promised, eh? Mabel.
Remember how you couldn't get your little fat foot into that tiny glass slipper? Cinderella is in far, far away right now, eating bonbons, cavorting with every little last fairy tale creature that has ever done you wrong.
Once upon a time, someone decided that we were the losers. There are two sides to every story, and our side has not been told. So, who will join me? Who wants to come out on top for once? Who wants their happily ever after? Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
This way, gents.
Out of my hands, Senorita. The winds of fate have blown on my destiny, but I will never forget you. You are the love of my life. I don't know you, but I like to. I gotta go.
I know. I don't want to leave you either, baby. But you know how Shrek is. The dude's lost without me.
But don't worry. I send you airmail kisses every day. All right. Be strong, babies. Be strong. Now, Coco, Peanut, you listen to your mama, all right? And Bananas, no more roasted marshmallows on your sister's head. Oh, that's my special boy. Oh, come over here. All of you, give your daddy a big hug.
Shrek, maybe you should just stay and be king.
Oh, come on. There's no way I could ever run a kingdom. That's why your cousin Arthur's a perfect choice.
It's not that. No. It's, you see...
And if he gives me any trouble, I've always got persuasion and reason. Here's persuasion, and here's reason. Fiona, soon it's just going to be you, me, and our swamp.
It's not going to be just you and me.
All aboard!
It will be. I promise. I love you.
Oh, that's lovely.
Bye-bye, baby.
Shrek!
Yeah?
Wait!
What is it?
I'm...
I love you too, honey.
No! No, I said I'm...
You're what?
I said I'm pregnant!
What was that?
You're going to be a father!
That's great!
Really? I'm glad you think so! I love you!
Yeah! Oh, me too! You!
I'm gonna be an uncle!
And you, my friend, are royally...
Boy.
Shrek!
Oh. Fiona! Fiona?
Better out than in, I always say.
Whoa! Whoa! Ho! No! No! No, it's okay. I'll be all right.
Huh?
What? Hey! Stop! Hey, wait! Whoa! Hey! No! No! Oh! Hey! Stop! Oh, no! Hey! What? Would you? Hey!
Stop, Bubble!
Donkey! Donkey! Wake up!
Dada!
Shrek, you okay?
Oh, I can't believe I'm gonna be a father. How did this happen?
Allow me to explain.
You see, when a man has a certain feelings for a woman, powerful urge sweeps over him.
I know how it happened.
I just can't believe it.
How does it happen?
And cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man in the moon. Oh. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when. But we'll get together then, Dad.
Donkey! Can you just cut to the part where you're supposed to make me feel better?
You know I love Fiona, boss, right? What I'm talking about here is you, me, my cousin's boat, an ice-cold pitcher of mojitos, and 2 weeks of nothing but fishing.
Man, don't you listen to him.
Look, having a baby is not going to ruin your life.
It's not my life I'm worried about ruining. It's the kids. I mean, when have you ever heard the phrase, as sweet as an ogre, or as nurturing as an ogre, or how about,
they're gonna love my dad. He's a real ogre.
Okay, I get it. Look, nobody said it was gonna be easy. But at least you got us to help you out.
That's true. I'm doomed.
You'll be fine.
You're finished.
I'm with your journey.
Worcestershire? Now that sounds fancy.
It's Worcestershire.
Like the sauce?
Mmm.
It's spicy! Oh! They must be expecting us. What in the Worcestershire kind of place is this?
Well, my stomach aches and my palms just got sweaty. Must be a high school.
High school?
Ready? Okay! Where for all the headed to the top? Yeah, we think so, we think so. And does it sound think it's fine? Can we stop? Hey, we think so, we think so.
All right, Mr. Percival. He's up on the range.
Hello, bro. Don't burn all my frankincense and myrrh.
already starting to feel nauseous from memories of wedges and swirlings.
But how did you receive the wedges when you are clearly not aware of the underpants?
Let's just say some things are better left unsaid and leave it at that.
So then I was all like, I'd rather get the Black Plague and lock myself in an Iron Maiden than go out with you. Totally.
Pardon me.
Ugh, totally ooeth.
Yeah, totally.
I just altered my character level to +3 to probability.
Hi. We're looking for someone named...
G, who rolled a +9 dork spell and summoned the beast in his quadrupeds.
I know you're busy not fitting in, but can either of you tell me where I can find Arthur?
He's over there.
There is no sweeter taste on thy tongue than victory.
Strong, handsome, face of a leader. Does Arthur look like a king or what?
Oof.
Oh, sorry.
Oh. Did you just say you were looking for Arthur?
That information is on an easy-to-know basis.
It's top secret. Hushity-hush. Now, gentlemen, let's away. To the shower!
Greetings, Your Majesty. This is your lucky day.
So what for like are you supposed to be? Some kind of giant mutant leprechaun or something?
You made it funny.
Unhand me, monster!
Stop squirming, Arthur.
I'm not Arthur. I am Lancelot. That dork over there is Arthur.
Hey!
This is, like, totally embarrassing, but my friend Tiffany thinks thou vex her so soothly, and she thought perchance thou would want to ask her to the homecoming dance or something.
Excuse me?
It's like, whatever. She's just totally into college guys and mythical creatures and stuff.
Oh, Arthur! Come out, wherever you are!
Yeah, you better run, you little punk no goodniks, because today the little ducky duffy draws are over.
Hold it.
We're here for the mascot contest.
We're here for the mascot contest, too.
This is a costume.
I worked on it all night long.
Looks pretty real to me.
If you were real, could I do this?
Ow! Or this?
If it were real, that would have been agonizingly painful.
Now watch this.
That's quite enough, boys.
Thank you to Professor Primbottom and his invigorating lecture on how to just say nay. And now, without further ado, let's give a warm Worcestershire hussar to the winner of our new mascot contest, the
Ogre?
That's right. I'm the new mascot, so let's really try and beat the other guys at whatever it is they are doing.
This is all indeed a bit unorthodox.
Now, where can I find Arthur Pendragon?
Hey, wait.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I didn't do it. They did.
Please don't eat me.
Eat him!
I'm not here to eat him! It's time to pack up your toothbrush and jammies. You're the new king of Far, Far Away.
What?
Artie, a king? More like the mayor of Loserville.
Is this for real?
Absolutely. Now clean out your locker, kid. You've got a kingdom to run.
So wait, I'm really the only heir?
The one and only.
Give me just a second.
My good people, I think there's a lesson here for all of us. Maybe the next time you're about to dunk a kid's head in a chamber pot, you'll stop and think, hey, maybe this guy has feelings. Maybe I should cut him some slack. Because maybe, just maybe, this guy's going to turn out to be, I don't know, a king? And maybe his first royal decree will be to banish everyone who ever picked on him. That's right, I'm looking at you, jousting team. And Gwen, oh, Gwen, I've always loved you.
Ew.
Well, good friends, it breaks my heart, but enjoy your stay here in prison while I rule the free world, baby.
All right, let's not overdo it.
I'm building my city, people. I want to rock and roll.
You just overdid it.
Ow.
Look at you.
Wow.
You look darling.
Oh, just precious. Look at her.
So, have you had any cravings since you've been pregnant?
No. Not at all. You smell ham.
Oh, it's present time.
Oh, Fiona, won't you please open mine first? It's the one in front.
Congratulations on your new messmaker. Hopefully this helps. Love. Cinderella.
Oh.
Would you look at that?
What is it?
It's for the poopies.
Ew. Wait, babies poop?
Everyone poops, beauty.
Fiona!
Fiona! We all chipped in for a little present, too.
Yeah! Ta-da!
Oh.
You know the baby's gonna love it because I do.
Oh, you guys, that's so sweet. Thank you. Who's this one from?
I got you the biggest one because I love you the most.
Have one on me. Love, Snow White. What is it?
He's a live-in babysitter.
Where's the baby?
Oh, you're too kind, Snow, but I can't accept this.
Oh, think nothing of it. I've got 6 more at home.
What does he do?
The cleaning?
The feeding?
The burping.
So what are Shrek and I supposed to do?
Well, now you'll have plenty of time to work on your marriage.
Gee, thanks, Rapunzel. And what's that supposed to mean?
Oh, come on now, Fiona. You know what happens.
Huh? You're tired all the time. You'll start letting yourself go.
Stretch marks!
Say goodbye to romance.
I'm sorry, but how many of you have kids?
She's right. A baby is only going to strengthen the love that Shrek and Fiona have. How did Shrek react when you told him? Tell me.
Well, when he first found out, Shrek said...
Onward, my new friends, to our happily ever after! Now, bombs away!
Peter Pan.
His name's not Peter.
Shut it, Wendy.
Enough, Penitent! To the castle!
We don't have time. Now go. Quickly, ladies.
Hold them off as long as we can.
Oh,
Shrek and Fiona.
Name doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah, no bell.
I suggest you freaks cooperate
with the new king of Far, Far Away.
The only thing you're ever going to be king of is King of the Stupids.
Hook! Right! Avast, ye cookie.
Oh.
Don't talk.
You can't lie. So tell me, puppet, where is Shrek?
I don't know where he's not.
You're telling me you don't know where Shrek is?
It would be inaccurate to assume that I couldn't exactly not say that it is or isn't almost partially incorrect.
So you do know where he is?
On the contrary, I'm possibly more or less not deathly rejecting the idea that in no way, with any amount of uncertainty, that I undeniably do or do not know where he shouldn't probably be. If that indeed wasn't where he isn't. Even if he wasn't that where I knew he was,
Enough! Shrek went off to bring back the next heir! Oh!
He's bringing back the next heir.
No!
Hook, get rid of this new king.
Right!
But bring Shrek to me.
I have something special in mind for him.
He'll never fall for your trick!
Oh, boy.
Me a king? I mean, I knew I came from royalty and all, but I just figured everyone forgot about me.
Oh, no. In fact, the king asked for you personally.
Really? Wow. Look, I know it's not all going to be fun and games.
It really is all fun and games, actually. Sure, you have to knight a few heroes, launch a ship or two. By the way, make sure you hit the boat just right with the bottle.
Boat with a bottle. Any idiot can hit a boat with a bottle.
Well, I've heard it's harder than it looks.
Whoa, this is gonna be huge. Parties, princesses, castles, princesses.
It's gonna be great, Marty. You'll be living in a lap of luxury. They got the finest chefs around waiting for you to place your order.
And fortunately, you'll have the royal food tasters.
Oh, yeah? What do they do?
They taste the food before the king eats to make sure it's not poisoned.
Poisoned?
Or too salty.
Don't worry about it. You'll be safe and sound with the help of your bodyguards.
Bodyguards?
All of them. Willing at a moment's notice to lay down their own lives out of devotion to you.
Really?
And the whole kingdom will look to you for wisdom and guidance.
Just make sure they don't die of famine.
Or plague.
Oh, plague is bad.
The coughing, the groaning, the festering sores.
Festering sores. Hey, you are one funny kitty cat.
What did I say?
We don't want Artie here getting the wrong idea. Artie?
There goes my head.
Artie! What are you doing?
What does this look like?
This really isn't up to you.
But I don't know anything about being king.
You'll learn on the job.
Sorry to disappoint you, but I'm going back.
Back to what? Being a loser. Now look what you did.
Look what I did?
Shrek!
Land ho!
How humiliating.
going, Your Highness.
Oh, so now it's Your Highness? What happened to Loser, huh?
Hey, if you think this is getting you out of anything, well, it isn't. We're heading back to far, far away, one way or another. And you're gonna be a father.
What?
You just said father.
I said king. You're gonna be king.
You're gonna be king.
Yeah, right.
Where do you think you're going?
Far, far away. From you.
You get back here, young man, and I mean it.
Boss, I don't think he's coming back. Maybe it's for the best. He's not exactly king material.
When were you planning on telling him that you were really supposed to be king?
Oh, come on. Now, why would I do that? Besides, he'll be 10 times better at it than me.
Hey, whoa, Shrek. Then you're going to have to change your tactics if you want to get anywhere with this kid.
You're right, donkey. What about this?
Shrek!
Oh, come on. It's just a joke. Still.
Listen, Artie, if you think this whole mad scene ain't dope, I feel you, dude. I mean, I'm not trying to get up in your grill or raise your roof or whatever. But what I am screaming is, yo, check out this kazing-fizzing, baby. I mean, if it doesn't groove or what I'm saying ain't straight tripping, just say, oh, no, you didn't. You know, you're getting on my last nerve. And then I'll know it's...
Then I'll know it's back.
Ow!
Somebody help! I've been kidnapped by a monster trying to relate to me.
Artie, wait.
Come on. Help, I'm out.
Ow! Greetings, cosmic children of the universe. Welcome to my serenity circle. Please leave any bad vibes outside the healing vortex. Now, prepare...
Oh, I knew I should have got that warranty.
Mr. Merlin? You know this guy?
Yeah. He was the school's magic teacher until he had his nervous breakdown.
Technically, I was merely a victim of a level 3 fatigue. And at the request of my therapist and the school authorities, I've retired to the tranquility of nature to discover my divine purpose. Now, can I interest anyone in a snack or beverage?
No.
Sure you don't want to try my famous Rocco Gratin? It's organic.
Oh, thanks. I just ate a boulder on the way in. What we need are directions back to far, far away.
What's with the we? Who said I was going with you?
Oh, I did. Because there's a lot of people counting on you, so don't try and weasel out of it.
If it's such a great job, why don't you do it?
Understand this, kid. It's no more Mr. Nice Guy from here on out.
Oh, so that was your Mr. Nice Guy.
I know. And I'm gonna miss him.
You know what? Why don't you go terrorize a village and leave me alone?
Oh, is that some kind of crack about ogres? You get your Royal Highness to far, far away before I kick it there. Now, which way am I kicking?
Oh, I could tell you. But since you're in the midst of a self-destructive rage spiral... It would be karmically irresponsible.
Self-destructive... Look, are you going to help us or not?
Most definitely. But only after you take the journey to your soul.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Look, pal, it's either that or some primal scream therapy.
All right. Journey to the soul.
Now, all of you, look into the fire of truth and tell me... What you see? Ha!
Ooh, charades! Okay, I see a Dutch fudge tort with cinnamon swirls.
Okay, monster, go for it.
Huh? I see a rainbow pony.
Excellent work. Now the boy.
This is lame.
Ow! You're lame. Go for it.
Okay. There's a baby bird and a father bird sitting in a nest.
Yes, stay with it.
Wait, the dad just flew away. Why did he leave the little bird all alone?
It's trying to fly, but it doesn't know how to. It's gonna fall.
Oh, proper head case you are, aren't you? Really messed up. Whoa.
Yeah, okay, I get it. The bird's me. My dad left. So what?
Look, Auntie,
Just thought I might help set the mood, you know, for your big heart-to-heart chat.
I know what it's like to not feel ready for something. Even ogres get scared. You know, once in a while.
I know you want me to be king, but I can't. I'm not cut out for it, and I never will be, all right? Even my own dad knew I wasn't worth the trouble. He dumped me at that school the first chance he got, and I never heard from him again.
My dad wasn't really the fatherly type either.
Well, I doubt he was worse than mine.
Oh, yeah? My father was an ogre. He tried to eat me. Now, I guess I should have seen it coming. He used to give me a bath and barbecue sauce and put me to bed with an apple in my mouth.
Okay, I guess that's pretty bad.
You know, it may be hard to believe, what with my obvious charm and good looks, but people used to think I was a monster. And for a long time, I believed them. But after a while, you learn to ignore the names that people call you, and you just trust who you are.
You know, you're okay, Shrek. You just need to do a little less yelling and use a little more soap.
Thanks, Arthur.
The soap's because you stink. Really bad.
Yeah.
Oh, this place is filthy. You're like a hobo.
I'm sorry, but this just isn't working for me.
Everything's always about you, isn't it? It's not like your attitude is helping Snow.
Well, maybe it just bothers you that I was voted fairest in the land.
Oh, you mean in that rigged election.
Oh, give me a break. Rapunzel.
Let down thy golden extension.
Ladies, let go of your petty complaints and let's work together.
Oh. So, I guess the plan is we just wander aimlessly in this stinkhole until we rot.
No, we're gonna get inside and find out what Charming's up to.
I know he's a jerk and everything, but I gotta admit that Charming makes me hotter than July.
Ew! Ooh.
That's it!
Say hello, ladies, to the new queen of Far, Far Away.
Yay!
Rapunzel, how could you? Jealous much?
Soon, you'll be back where you started. Scrubbing floors or locked away in towers. That is, if I let you last the week.
But, Pookie, you promised you wouldn't hurt them.
Not here, Kitten Whiskers. Danny will discuss it later. Now, forgive us. We have a show to put on.
Shrek will be back soon, Charming. And you'll be sorry.
Sorry?
Don't you realize, once Shrek sets foot in Far, Far Away, he's doomed.
Charming has something special in mind for you, Ogre.
King Charming?
Attack!
Come here, you! Archie, duck!
Done with Fiona.
He's gonna get what's coming to her.
Ah! And there ain't nothing you can do to stop him.
We've got to save her.
But she's so far, far away.
Get yourself back to Worcestershire, kid.
No, Shrek. Hold on a second. I've got an idea.
I'm a buzzing bee. Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Mr. Merlin, they need a spell to get them... I mean us back to far, far away.
Forget it.
I don't have that kind of magic in me anymore, kid.
How about a hug instead? That's the best kind of magic.
Mr. Merlin, please. I know you can do it.
I said, forget it.
But...
What's with you?
It's just so hard. You know? They really need to get back, because their king is in trouble. Because there's a really bad man. And it's just so hard.
Take it easy.
No! I don't think you understand. There's a mean person doing these things to good people.
Oh, have a heart, old man.
And they really need your help to get them back. So why won't you help them?
Oh.
I just want you to know the thing about it.
Okay. I'll go and get my things.
Piece of cake.
Well, well, well. You want some eggs with that ham?
Now, I am a little rusty, so there could be some side effects.
Side effects?
Don't worry. Whatever it is, no matter how excruciatingly painful it may be, it'll wear off eventually. I think. Oops.
Are you sure this is a good idea?
Look, if Artie trusts him, that's good enough for me. Even if his robe doesn't quite cover him.
Alacritius! Expeditious! Assume zoom zoom! Let's help our friends get back!
Soon!
Whoa! It worked!
Oh, man, I haven't been on a trip like that since college.
Donkey?
What? Is there something in my teeth? What the?
Oh, no!
I've been abracadabbered into a fancy feasting second-rate sidekick!
Oh, at least you don't look like some kind of bloated roadside piñata.
You really should think about going on a diet.
Yeah, you should think about getting yourself a pair of pants. I feel all exposed and nasty.
Oh, so you two think this is funny.
I'm really sorry, guys.
Don't be. You got us back, kid.
How in the hands, Christian Anderson, am I supposed to parade around in these goofy boots?
Hey, be very careful with those. They were made in Madrid by the finest.
Oh, you'll learn to control that. Seriously? Man, you need some comfort inserts or arc support or something.
Pinocchio?
Crack!
Pinocchio!
Help me!
What's happened?
Kevin and the villains have taken over everything! They attacked us! But Fiona the princess has got away! And now
she's what? She's what? Puss! Loan me $5.
Come on, Puss, you heard the man help the brother out.
Do you see any pockets on me?
Hold on a second. Ah!
I had no idea. Really, I swear.
Quick, Pinocchio, where is Fiona?
Charlie's got her locked away someplace secret. You gotta find him. He's probably getting ready for the show.
Wait, Pinocchio. What show?
It's a happily ever after all.
Shrek's final performance?
Whoa, Shrek! You didn't tell us you were in a play.
Well, I guess I've been so busy I forgot to mention it.
It's the ogre. Get it.
Don't worry, Effie. I got this.
Oh, get it.
Look, don't you know who he thinks he is? How dare you?
Donkey, we're dealing with amateurs.
He's a star, people. Hello. I'm so sorry about this, Mr. Shrek.
I'm gonna lose it.
I assume you have everything ready for tonight. You did get the list for the dressing room.
Yeah, the breakfast croissant stuffed with seared sashimi tuna. Oh, and please tell me you at least have the saffron corn with jalapeno honey butter. Because our client cannot get into his proper emotional state without his jalapeno honey butter.
I just lost it.
Oh.
Maybe they should talk to Nancy in Human Resources?
Oh, we'll have much to say to Nancy. I promise!
With this sword, I do...
With this sword, I do smote thee.
Is that the right word, smote? Smooch. Maybe that's even a word, actually. Maybe I should just smite him.
Let's try this again. Now...
Shrek attacks me. I pretend to be afraid. Ooh. I say, finally the king will get the happily ever after they deserve to die.
Ogre, oh.
Blah, blah, blah.
This doesn't feel real enough yet! Who told you to stop dancing?
Oh, wait, it's true.
What are you laying around for? Get up, honestly!
Our happily ever after is nearly complete, Mummy. I assure you, the people of this kingdom will pay dearly for every second. We've had to wait.
Break a leg. Or on second thought, let me break it for you.
Thank goodness you're here. I was beginning to think you might not make it back in time.
Where's Fiona?
Don't worry. She and the others are safe. For now.
Ow!
Let me guess. Arthur.
It's Artie, actually.
This boy is supposed to be the new king of far, far away. How pathetic. Now stand still so I won't make a mess.
Charming, stop! I'm here now. You got what you wanted. This isn't about him.
Well, then who's it about? Well, I'm supposed to be king, right?
You weren't really next in line for the throne. Okay, I was.
But you said the king asked for me personally.
Not exactly.
What's that supposed to mean?
Look, I said whatever I had to say, all right? I wasn't right for the job. I just needed some fool to replace me. And you fit the bill. So just go.
You were playing me the whole time.
You catch on real fast, kid. Maybe you're not as big of a loser as I thought.
You know, for a minute there, I actually thought you...
What? That he cared about you?
He's an ogre.
What did you expect?
You really do have a way with children, Shrek.
Not what I do. It's the wrong time. She's pulling me through. It's a small crime, and I got no excuse. And is that all right, yeah? Is that all right with you?
We could be sipping tea out of little heart-shaped cups.
Yeah, yeah, heart-shaped cups.
And eating crumpets smothered with loganberries.
Yeah, oh, loganberries.
Shut up, Cindy.
Yeah, shut up.
No, you shut up.
Just stay out of this.
Who cares who's running the kingdom anyway?
I care. And you should all care, too.
Hey, ow! Ow! Ah! Oh! You got your badge, number 10, can.
Donkey?
Princess!
Puss?
Lo siento, princesa, but I am Puss. Stuck here inside this hideous body.
And I'm me!
But you're...
I know everything's a little fruity in the loops right now, but what happened is, we went to high school, and the boat crashed, and we got bippity-boppity-boop by the magic man.
Oh, you poor sweet thing.
I don't get it. The cat turned into a little horse that smells like feet. What's to get?
Huh? Who dat? Where's Shrek?
Charming's got him, princess. And he plans on killing Shrek tonight in front of the whole kingdom.
All right, everyone. We need to find a way out now.
You're right. Ladies, assume the position.
What are you doing?
Waiting to be rescued.
You've got to be kidding me.
Well, what do you expect us to do? We're just four. I mean... three super hot princesses, two circus freaks, a pregnant ogre, and an old lady.
Excuse me. Old lady coming through?
Oh, whoa.
Mom, well, you didn't actually think you got your fighting skills from your father, did you?
Excuse me. I think there's still one more.
Why don't you just lie down?
Okay, girls. From here on out, we're gonna take care of business ourselves.
Theater at the Charming Pavilion is proud to present It's a Happily Ever
After. Enjoy your evening of magical memories.
Oi, no food or beverages in the theater, aye?
Places, everyone.
sorry.
Yeah, I guess I was just showing off for the little one.
Huh?
Let's bring your kids to work day. Come here, beautiful.
Well, she's got your eye.
Who would have thought a monster like me deserves something as special as you?
Team Alpha Wolf Squadron.
All right. From henceforth, we ought to be known as Team Alpha Super Awesome Cool Dynamite Wolf Squadron.
Arthur Lieber! There's some strange little girl over there staring at us.
Hardy! Wait. Hey!
Where is the fire, senor?
Oh, please, don't act so innocent. You both knew what was going on the whole time, and you kept it to yourself.
Hardy, it's not like it seems.
It's not? I think it seems pretty clear. He was using me. That's all there is to it.
Using you? Man, you really don't get it.
Shrek only said those things to protect you.
Charmin was going to kill you, Artie. Shrek saved your life.
Kill the spot.
Another day, locked up here, please set me free. My new life, I almost see a castle. You and me, yes, a castle. You and me,
cherub.
Tis I, upon my regal steed, princess, my love. At last you shall be free. I'm strong and brave and dashing my way there. Speed, with might, with soft and bouncy air. Through the blistering desert, across the stormier sea, where facing creatures so vile,
can gaze upon me.
I knew you'd come for me, and now we finally meet.
I knew you'd wait, and from my plate of love you'd eat.
Ugly fiend, who so rudely intervened?
Will Johnny fight or will he flee?
Oh, please rescue me!
Oh, this monstrosity!
Billy, not funny, ma'am! I will slice the thing up like a ham!
Oh, boy.
You're about to enter a world of pain with which you are not familiar!
Well, it can't be any more painful than the lousy performance you're giving.
Prepare, foul beast.
Prepare, foul beast. Your time is done.
Ooh, if you don't mind, could you kill me and then sing?
Be quiet!
Oh, come on, I'm just having fun with you. That's actually a very nice leotard.
Oh, thank you.
Do they come in men's sizes?
Now, you'll finally know what it's like to have everything you worked for, everything that's precious to you, taken away. Now, you'll know how I felt. No!
Much better now that you're here. So, Charming, you want to let me out of these so we can settle this ogre to man?
Ooh, that sounds fun. But I have a better idea. Not ruin things this time, ogre. Kill it!
Everybody stop!
And what is it now?
Artie?
Who really thinks we need to settle things this way? You're telling me you just want to be villains your whole lives?
But we are villains. It's the only thing we know.
Didn't you ever wish you could be something else?
Well, it's easy for you to say. You're not some evil enchanted tree.
Oh, you morons, don't listen to him! Attack them!
What Steve's trying to say here is it's hard to come by honest work when the whole world's against you.
Right. Thanks, Ed.
Okay. Fair enough. You're right. I'm not a talking tree. But, you know, a good friend of mine once told me that just because people treat you like a villain, or an ogre, or just some loser, it doesn't mean you are one. The thing that matters most is what you think of yourself. If there's something you really want, or someone you really want to be, then the only person standing in your way is you.
Me?
Get him, lads!
Yeah!
No. What I mean is, each of you is standing in your own way. Oh.
I've always wanted to play the flute.
I'd like to open up a spa in France.
I grow daffodils. And they're beautiful.
A new era finally begins. Now, all of you, bow before your king.
You need to work on your aim.
This was supposed to be my happily ever after.
Well, I guess you need to keep looking. Because I'm not giving up mine.
Mommy?
It's yours if you want it, you know. But this time it's your choice.
Senor Hokusy Pokusy, the time has come to rectify some wrongs.
Although I have been enjoying these cat baths.
Please say you didn't.
All right, all right. Look, you're going to feel a little pinch and possibly some lower intestinal discomfort, but this should do the trick.
Are you,
I'm me again!
But I am not you!
All right!
Oops. Never mind.
What did I tell you? I think the kid's going to be a great king.
Well, for what it's worth, you would have to.
I have something much more important in mind.
Was there all about the world?
Hey, that smells good.
Oh,
we do now?
I got it.
For sight, I think you do. We're hanging out. How could it be any other way? How could it be?